Greetings. Happy Canada Day to all my Canadian friends. This is also a week of celebration for my American friends, with the 4th of July coming on Thursday. We hope summer weather maintains here in the Northwest. In any case, in every case, God is good, and it will no doubt be a week of testimonies of His love. Jesus told His disciples to teach those in their worlds to observe all that He had commanded them. Our teaching is not by the old tree of knowledge, it is by demonstrating a life empowered by the tree of life. The Pharisees taught by the tree of knowledge, but Jesus demonstrated the life that comes by being part of the family tree of life. We must be givers of life to our worlds. We must choose intimacy with God in Christ and embrace the tree of life in order to bring life to our worlds. Mercy has triumphed over judgment, and the judgment of the Father's love exceeds the judgments of the flesh. The Great Commission of Jesus could be worded to say, "The ability to give life in and to every situation in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and put your peoples under the influence of life. Submerge them into the identity of who God is. Empower them to be givers of life as you are becoming a giver of life from the power of Christ within you. Demonstrate this life to your world as I empower this life within you. You are not disconnected. I am manifestly with you in the whole task and journey. Amen." Who is in your world? Jesus was the Lamb slain for the world, but His means of reaching the world was by influencing a few. His immediate concern was those in His world, and by this, the power to reach the whole world would be known. John 17:9, "I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours." John 17:20-23, "I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, and they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you love me." Jesus was a disciple of Christ, a disciple of the Spirit of God within him. He was in the Father, and the Father was in him. His connection with God by the Spirit was his source of bringing life to his world. It is by this same means that we are to bring life to our world. We are to abide in him and he in us. Only Christ in us can empower us to be givers of life to the world. This is how we are sent to our worlds. John 20:21-22, "So Jesus said to them again, 'Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you.' And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, 'Receive the Holy Spirit.'" We are sent to bring life to those in our world by the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Each of us has been called to be ministers of life by the power of Christ within us. Let this week be a week of knowing this intimate relationship with God. It is the true strength of humanity, Christ in us, to know God's powerful love. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.